4.4 million. The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Spotify published its Q2 21 financial report, which outperformed market expectation. Ignoring currency fluctuations, ad-supported revenue, including podcasting, is up 31%. The platform now has 4.4 million podcasts in it. They say the number of monthly active users that engaged with podcasts grew in the substantial double digits year on year, and per-user podcast consumption rates continued to rise, though they didn't give any numbers. Monthly active users rose 18.6% year-on-year, a record growth. Margin, though, fell to 24.6%, and the company lost €194 million, the biggest loss for some time. It'll hire 25% fewer people in the second half of the year. Spotify's also ceased selling their Car Thing product, which aimed to replace the car radio. In contracts, it cost them €31 million to do so. Two CNN journalists and podcasters have been confirmed as the closing keynote for Podcast Movement 2022. Audie Cornish, a former NPR presenter and host of a new podcast from CNN Audio, and podcaster Dr. Sanjay Gupta will be being hosted by Erica Mandy. The BBC could be examining ways to change their financial reporting to hide their presenters' earnings for podcasts. Currently, podcasts are paid by public service money, which has to be reported. One potential plan is to get the commercial arm, BBC Studios, to make the shows for them. They would pay the presenters, and that wouldn't fall under those rules. Sneaky. Target Spot's financial report for the first half of 2022 is out. Revenue from podcasting has tripled year on year. The company is to sell music business Jamendo and music player Winamp. We guess it really didn't whip the llama's ass after all. Podcast host OmniStudio has published data about podcast consumption on their platform. The company saw a 12% increase in listens via Spotify and a 36% increase for Google Podcasts. Triton Digital released the Canadian podcast report for June. SXM Media is still number one for podcasts. Studio 71 is a new publisher this month. Excluding them, average weekly downloads fell by 2.2%. Does podcasting have a privacy problem? Writing on my personal blog, I highlight what the GDPR actually says, whether you can do privacy-friendly geo-targeting, and where things might be an issue. And I'd appreciate feedback if you wouldn't mind reading that. Transistor has added achievement badges, which look very pretty, and Jane Lynch, an actor best known for a character she played in Glee, has tweeted that women who host podcasts should, and I quote, lower their annoying high-pitched voices. As you might guess, Twitter wasn't convinced. And in People News, we start with an exclusive. Jim Ballas has joined Magellan AI as head of publisher partnerships. Ballas was CTO and VP of operations at Podcast One. Mimi O'Donnell has been promoted to head of scripted fiction at Spotify Studios. She's been head of scripted fiction at Gimlet for the past 6 years and will report to Julie McNamara, Spotify's head of Talk Studios. And Matthew Rouse has joined Octave Audio as podcast lead. He joins from Mindshare. Octave Audio is a joint venture between News UK's Wireless and Bauer Media. Matthew also hosts a podcast about house music called House Culture. And in podcast news, Harmful is new from SBS, tackling the subject of bullying. Bullying touches most of us at some point in our lives, and this podcast asks how we can better tackle this pervasive issue in our schools, workplaces, and online. It's hosted by Ray Johnston. And back in 2016, the Museum of Comedy podcast did an hour-long interview with Bernard Cribbins. The British actor, comedian, and singer died today, aged 93. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.